Hi, and welcome to the Anything Goes Inside podcast. This is episode number 39. Thank you so much for joining us. In this one, we talk about a lot of weird stuff, including Jamaica, New York, which is apparently a place. So stay tuned, listen on, enjoy it.
Why did somebody make it rain over there with pennies?
I don't know. Someone threw pennies everywhere in the break room.
Pennies from heaven?
Pennies from heaven. Mm.
Speaking of heaven, Seventh Heaven. Did you hear about the guy?
Yes. The father from Seventh Heaven was arrested.
For what?
Child molestation.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, but he had like seven kids.
And he's a preacher on TV.
He's a TV preacher. Those are the most sacred kind of preachers. Seventh Heaven, the dad is a child molester.
He was just trying to experience the full role.
I guess so. Oh, he wasn't a Catholic.
No. Yeah, he was. He was Protestant, yo.
Protestant.
Hey,
Protestant, yo.
He's just trying to make sure he understood the full range of his character.
Yep. Oh, and we do. I understand the full range of everything about him. I was a child on the show. Not true.
You were a child molester.
No. Yeah, I was. Anyway. Yeah.
Jessica Biel played on that show.
Who?
Jessica Biel.
Does she now?
Jessica Biel.
Oh, she does. That's right.
Hey, if Jessica Biel was my kid.
She played the older sister, when in reality she's younger than her on-screen younger sister.
Really?
She just looks really old for her age.
Get out of town.
That's insanity.
And now she's married to Justin Timberlake, my husband. That's my baby daddy.
Justin Timberlake?
Yeah.
Lake? He is he's an entertaining person.
He was
supposed to
be my baby's daddy, but we'll see.
What are you going to do?
Taking applications.
I think Justin Timberlake would be a good husband for you.
I think so, too.
He could, like, announce you on stage, and you come out, and you do your monologue.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that would be great. Oh, I would love that so much. But he can put the money behind it. This monologue thing.
Yeah, he could really support my dream.
Yeah.
And he would do it too because he's the guy that was dressed in
because he's rich and he loves me.
In Saturday Night Live. Omelet bar.
I'd be like, hey Justin, I'll put your dick in a box if you help me out.
Oh my God, that's
it works. Dick.
I was watching The Simpsons. And after The Simpsons.
Great show, by the way.
Yes. That show 9/11, whatever it's called, that Andy Samberg show came on.
Mm. What's it called again? PD 9. Damn it.
Whatever. The Andy Samberg show. That has Terry. The big guy, the big muscular.
Terry Crews?
Yeah, Terry Crews. So it hit me that the relationship between them is very much. And their boss is very much like Justin and Larry. Justin being the Adam Sandler character, very like happy and like let's do because in this episode Terry Crews was getting a vasectomy, and the Justin character finagled his way to taking him to the doctor.
So I'm Andy Sandberg.
You're Andy Sandberg on
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Yeah.
Threw it on the ground. Have y'all seen that song?
Watch that.
He's funny.
Seriously.
He's funny.
It's very much you and
throw it on the ground.
And Lawrence.
He has a Lawrence vibe, except for the muscles and being black. But other than that. Although maybe he's close
to two minor details, really, when you think about it.
Except that Terry Crews is not an older white guy. But other than that. I'm talking about characteristics like on the inside.
I appreciate it. I'm going to watch that show now.
You should.
And like just kind of picture myself as police officer of the law. I wish I was a police officer of the law.
Of the law?
Yep. I would pull people over and ask them a riddle. And if they answer correctly, they're off the hook. But if not, they're framed for murder.
Bitches.
Yeah.
That's high stakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is. I hope it's easy riddles.
How much wood can a woodchuck chug if a woodchuck could chug wood?
It's the ones where
there's only one right answer.
There isn't really an answer at all.
There's
like, I don't know.
Maybe like math questions. There we go.
How many pickled peppers?
Peter Piper pick.
Yeah.
Seven.
Seven bushes?
You're free to go this time.
Yeah.
Next time.
You got lucky this time. If a train leaves the station at, from San Francisco going 40 miles an hour, and a train leaves the station in Charlotte going 50 miles an hour, where would they meet? Nowhere, because there's no lines that meet from San Francisco to Charlotte.
Wrong answer, punk! You're going downtown!
Oh my god!
You probably gotta change in Jamaica. Huh? Change in Jamaica first, then they meet.
Here, little known fact, actually, let me correct
you. Going back south to go...
There are no railroads that go...
It's like an airplane.
To Jamaica.
No. Jamaica, there's no underwater railroad, Zach.
Underground railroad is fake?
Underwater.
The underwater railroad is fake. The underground one is very much...
Yeah.
Anyway, Jamaica,
Queens? I was
trying
to make a New York reference that this guy didn't get.
Mm. Oh, wait, Jamaica is
Jamaica,
a place in...
Queens.
It's in New
we
York?
We don't want your Yankee trash on our podcast.
Ooh.
This whole time... I thought that Jamaica was a small island off the coast of Florida.
It is.
That's what I thought as well.
It is? Then where's New York?
Jamaica, Queens.
Jamaica,
Queens. I found out yesterday
it's
that
a hood.
West New York, New York is in New Jersey.
I was on a website called JamaicaQueens.com.
I'm sure you were.
Jamaican music.
Did it start with XCNN or something?
Yeah. Yep. Well, anyway. Now that I've derailed this whole thing. I derailed this train joke.
It was a train joke, so it makes total
sense. I'm
going to
derail it.
I derailed it.
But you kind of confused me with the Jamaica thing. I was thinking Jamaica, the country, not Jamaica.
Jamaica.
Jamaican me crazy.
Jamaica, Queens.
Jamaican me confused, Zach.
Yeah. Jamaican no sense.
That's crazy.
Some Jamaican dollar.
Alright.
Yeah.
I got it.
You ruined it.
It's okay.
Never mind.
No, it's over.
That's why I do
that. Jamaican and this joke. Jamaican, the joke ends.
Where are you going?
New York.
Just get some more water.
Oh, well, okay. Well, why'd you have to stand up and salute us?
No,
and say I'm
like
out?
You were leaving. Like you were angry. I need more water. I'm going to salute it.
God bless America's water. So, Tuesday, I went to this. I went to the Comedy Zone in Fort Mill.
Yeah.
And I was with the other people who are going to be at the thing.
Mm-hmm.
The other acts. There's some really good ones. There's a ventriloquist lady.
What?
If you're down with that
how
kind of
scary.
Thing.
What
I'll
was
be
the
like, Annabelle?
Annabelle, yeah.
It was good. She was funny.
And she makes jokes with her puppet about accounting?
No. Actually, I was the only one who ever even made reference to accounting.
Oh my god, can you get an accounting puppet?
Quickly. I need to get an accounting puppet.
Wasn't the whole thing supposed to be jokes about accounting?
No. This is a different...
No, you just had to be an accountant and funny.
Oh, I see.
I'm barely one of those things.
True story.
The accountant part.
Yeah, the accountant part. You're funny.
No, I was...
So no one's making jokes about their
occupation? I was the only one. And now I feel like I'm too loaded up on the accounting humor.
But you still got 2 weeks.
Yeah. It's good, though.
I can't wait
either. I'm so pumped.
Flipping excited. Holy shit.
It's going to be funny. It's going to be good. Everyone else was really funny. I didn't get any laughs. That's okay.
Really?
Really?
Yeah,
what did you
really.
Say?
Well, I didn't have anything
about not really.
No.
Main night, you should tell the people about how you had to keep going to these practices and no one laughed at your
joke. How crappy my stuff was.
And how awesome the puppet lady was. And then be like, really sucked tonight, so I'm not really sure what the problem was. Stage fright's a bitch.
And then
you
just look at her, what happened? Did you pick up the wrong puppet?
What if I spend the entire 7 minutes just
like,
trashing everyone else?
Like, we practiced four times, why did you screw up?
Yeah, make sure you go last. How about that first guy? Ooh, what was he talking about?
Exactly.
Orlando.
Yeah. Whores.
I'm waiting for someone to break the silence. And of course it was you. And of course it was with whores. That's great. No, everything's good. I'm excited. It's just
I'm ready to see it.
Yeah.
On Saturday, I'm gonna go and do another class thing, and then.
Are you gonna be performing Saturday?
No. Just a class. I might do might say like what my jokes are and stuff. Talk about them. Hey, that's not really funny, Justin. Stop it. Those people are, you know.
Put your pants back on. That is not funny. What we told you last time.
That's extremely racist, Justin. Take all this off.
I can't believe they're so controlling.
Yeah, I know.
What are they, like, communists of the comedy zone?
Communists?
Communists?
I mean, they can't tell you what to put in your stuff.
Rogue.
I tell people that all the time. You can't tell me what to put in my stuff.
Hey.
It's my stuff.
Hey. Anything goes inside?
Exactly.
That's right.
What's the name?
Well, I don't know.
Mr. Plow. That's the name.
That's the name again.
Mr. Plow. Touchdown.
Gotta keep it touchdown. For the children, I guess.
He's just walking around.
He punched it in and walked out the door.
Yeah, he just came in and left.
That's awesome. People are stupid.
Superpowers. Or making my junk.
Oh, Mr. Plow. That's his name. The name again. Mr. Plow. That's the best song. It's pretty great. Anyway, what's going on in your guys' lives? What's in your body, Zach? What are you doing? I'm sorry. What'd you get? Is that a new phone?
Oh, a new phone.
Did you get the 6?
That is a new iPhone 6.
Has it got a new phone?
Has it bent in your pocket yet?
Let me see.
It has not.
Oh, is this the big one that's bending?
No.
That's really just a rumor. It was on the internet. It's not, you know. Will bend if you break it.
Whoa, sorry.
So if you're thinking about buying an iPhone 6 out there, both of you,
how do you have a thing over bend. Your...
It's part of the case.
It looks big.
It does.
Why does the picture move when you move the phone?
That's the new
iPhone. Put my phone next to yours.
That's weird.
It pretty much looks the same, though.
Do you mind if I handle it?
Especially
your
they phone? All look the same in the case.
It's like you're really looking around in the photo, kind of.
That's a trip. Did anyone see the
blood?
Are
you worried about
sorry.
This breaking?
Yes. Especially with you handling it. I've seen your cracked screens.
Yeah, this isn't enough. Protection for me with a new phone.
Yeah, she needs the whole.
Can I drop it and see if it survives?
So this is nice. This is lighter than my phone.
Yeah.
So if you do this.
See how it's moving?
No. Oh, yeah, kinda.
Yeah, it's kinda moving, but it's weird.
It's fake 3D.
Password 666.
Yeah, it's fake 3D.
That is incorrect.
9.
It's 6969.
It is not.
It worked! It is 6969.
It's 9696.
What year was he born? In 19...
12.
79.
80? How old are you, Zach?
37.
I don't... So that's 1970.
He was born in 79.
No.
78.
83. Still wrong.
82.
Is your code YMCA?
Yes.
Damn it. All right.
It's real G.
We're doing a show and tell, so everyone pass it around. Try your luck at his passcode.
Your phone's disabled.
I'll try again in 1 minute. No.
You can't use your phone for a minute.
Ah, what are you going to do?
You're going to die now.
Well,
I guess just wait.
And what if, a zombie was chasing you right now?
You wouldn't be able to take a picture. You can't Snapchat a picture of that zombie.
I can't unlock my phone for 30 seconds.
I can't blind him with a flashlight. Crap.
That's classic. That's cool. Do you like it so far?
Yeah.
Is it any different from regular iPhone?
No.
Not really. They're all the same.
Pretty much. Maybe it runs a little smoother.
You're just paying
for
the...
I haven't done anything with it yet.
Paying for the screen real estate, really.
Yeah.
Which is a nice improvement.
Oh, it's good. Feels good.
I feel like I'm straining to look. It just feels like huge in my face.
How does it feel in your pocket?
Whoa, all right. Yeah.
That's what she said.
How about the valuable pocket real estate? Is it taking up a couple blocks or what?
No, I think it's all right.
Deck's got big pockets.
I think if I had the 6 Plus, I don't even know how I'd hold that thing, because...
Well, it's just it's like a iPad.
So she said to?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. Hey-o.
Once again.
What the fuzzuck?
What the fuzzuck?
I don't know. So, yeah. You guys want to talk about anything? Oh, what's this?
He's showing you how big it is and how in your face it can be.
It's so big.
Wow, this smooth. Goes so fast and smooth.
Mm.
Oh,
God, yes.
Oh, yeah, Robert.
It's just...
I mean, swipe.
You know, wow. You just have to touch, wow. You just have to touch it a little bit, you know?
Yeah, that's it.
And it goes.
A little bit will do you.
Feels good. Hey, sometimes just a little bit is worse than none at all.
Just a little off
the
top.
My screen is bigger than your phone.
Shut up. Yep, you're right. Golly. It is at least as big as my phone.
Not
just
mine.
Your screen alone. Well, you have an OtterBox. You have an OtterBox.
I know.
You have a tank for a case.
Well, I can drop it, though, and it doesn't break. That's,
hey, it's the Hornets.
That's the guarantees that I need.
Life with the Hornets.
If you drop yours, you might still crack your screen.
No. It's also supposed to be water-resistant with this case.
Really?
Let's try it.
Was it okay?
It's not just a bumper case?
No, I don't think so. I think that's not till the
I
end of this
month.
I
thought you just had, like, a plastic
see the little
thing on the
space
screen.
Space gray backing there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that enclosed, too?
Yeah.
Or is that the real phone?
No, that's enclosed, too.
Hello.
Hmm.
Penis.
I see. I thought you just had, like, a little, like what
penis.
Carlos has.
Screen protector?
Yeah, like what Carlos has, a penis.
I do have that. Thank you.
Penis.
How are you doing to our poor listeners?
I'd like to comment on
penis
that.
Penis them. Penis?
Penis. Yes,
I
believe he is talking about penises.
The Thanksgiving decorations, and it's not even Halloween yet. Are they not going to put up Halloween decorations?
Have you guys been to Target? They're selling Christmas trees already.
Yep.
I'm outraged.
The
Christmas
been doing that
trees
for weeks?
Started in September.
Oh,
Christmas.
Yeah, I went to Lowe's like in September, and they had shit up already.
Same thing with Sam's Club.
What the fuzzuck?
You can't swear on this podcast, so I want everyone to clean up their acts.
I want you to clean up your face.
Mm-hmm.
Just try shaving.
Good luck with that.
You know what, Zach? I was kind of late on time today, so I didn't shave my face.
You were what?
That's okay.
My face.
No, you were late on time?
I was running out of time.
Oh, running late on time.
If only I had
that's what
he
said,
more
right?
time.
Okay.
So you don't have time for your morning poop?
I made time for the poop. Didn't shower after.
You should always make time for the poop.
Do you guys shower after every poop?
Yeah.
No.
Just the first one of the day?
Nope. Everyone. Even when I'm here.
Hit the showers.
I go to the...
Just put your ass in the
sink.
Just start pepper.
Put your ass in the urinal?
Yeah.
You're like sitting in the sink. And then you're like, what are you doing?
Just washing out of this.
What's that thing you sit on? And
that's a bidet.
Yeah.
A bidet.
He makes one out of the urinal.
Jesus.
In my house in Peru had a bidet.
Did it really?
Uh-huh.
Did
are you
like
being
it?
Serious?
It was the can, and then next to it was the bidet.
Yeah,
was
most bidet. Countries have them. I don't know why the United States is so fucked
did
up.
Did you use it all, like every time, or how'd that work?
Every
were you too
time.
Young?
Every time you moved.
I was too young.
You were a young man.
I was a young man, yeah. I was like, what the hell?
What is this
what
thing?
What is this thing?
And you drank
what's
from
all
it?
This then? That's what I said. So that I wasn't British.
on the Nerdist, Chris Hardwick has talked about how he wants a bidet. And he says, it's like this. You know, if you get shit, like, on your hand, you don't just take a paper towel and wipe it off. You go to the sink and you wash your hand and dry your hands.
Makes sense.
Why not treat your butt the same way? Why just wipe it with some paper and then call good?
Exactly.
You gotta flush
just
it out.
Douche the ass.
So,
douche it.
What about the
just
wet ones?
Douche it.
Those wet wipes, like baby wipes.
Oh,
have you moved on to those?
I am a wet wipe person. I have started buying those and I love them.
Are you
and
serious?
I keep
do
them
you bring
in
them into
bed.
Work?
I do not.
So you go dry been, here?
Yeah, I go dry here, but I've been looking for like a little travel thing.
I'm sure they have them.
Yeah.
But we have a nice designer thing for him. Ryan started using them and loves them. So Cottonelle wet wipes.
I'm doing
his,
where it's
his
at.
Butt has never been so soft.
Yeah, it works
and
well.
And huggable.
And it helps save on toilet paper too. Cause,
that's genius.
You know, you use a little bit of dry, you use the wet, and then just a little bit, I mean like a square dry. And
finish
you're done, yeah.
Well, when I'm upstairs, I get a big roll of paper and walk outside with my pants down. Go to the thing.
You go to the. There you go.
Go back into the bathroom.
You wet it and then you. Yeah. You know what I do? I bring a bottle of Windex with me. You can spray down that toilet paper. I gotta tell you, that last square of a toilet paper roll is one hard-working square. It gets the job done because it has to.
Yeah. That thing has never been folded so many ways.
Yeah, and it's always in pieces. Like,
oh, this is 2-ply? Great. It's great. Yeah, we have 2. Sorry. I took it to that level, and I apologize.
I think we've all been there.
Okay.
You know, like, it looked like there was more. Although, have you seen those new rolls that don't have the middle part? It's just this old toilet paper?
No, no. That's pretty cool.
Because I want to, apparently, according to the commercial, we use enough of those thingies to make, like, 2 Empire State Buildings.
Huh. I haven't seen this commercial. Is this Charmin? What are we talking here?
Sure.
Scots?
So you recycle them and make kaleidoscopes out of them. Or binoculars.
Binoculars.
You can make anything out of them.
Think of all the little arts
and crafts. Well, that's going to make your voice like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, so now there's the thing in the middle. Like, when you pull,
it's just paper.
It's just a bit. It's done.
So
how does it maintain integrity?
How do you keep it in your bathroom on the thing? Because, you know, houses are, like, designed.
You just do your
best. We have a permanent toilet paper holder. It
has a hole. I guess when they roll it, they must roll it, and then...
There's just no cardboard tube.
There's no cardboard tube.
Makes sense.
I see.
I'm on board.
Yeah. I'd be a rebel and start pulling it out from the middle.
Ooh.
Oh, you could. Absolutely. Yeah.
Like a tissue box.
Yeah.
That's exactly what would happen.
The Lysol canisters.
I need to get some of those rolls. Where can I find them? At my nearest...
At your nearest Harris Teeter.
It's your nearest Harris Teeter.
Yeah.
Or
any place that sells toilet paper.
Publix.
Now at fine toilet paper retailers near you.
Toilet paper retailers.
My mom used to have a song about being stranded on the toilet without toilet paper.
What was it?
Stranded on a toilet without toilet paper.
Is that it?
Is that how it works?
What is that noise?
It's
Scott.
It's Scott.
It's just Scott.
So Scott, I was listening to your podcast from Monday.
Yeah.
Huh?
I was listening to the podcast from Monday, which I was not here for.
What?
And
that's right.
You were talking about things, and it seemed like you had a laugh track going on in the background.
I did.
That's pretty impressive.
Thank you.
People were listening, and they liked what we were saying.
You guys can't see this.
Is that a live studio audience?
Yeah, record in front of a live studio audience.
You guys at home can't see it, but usually we're here, and there's a crowd of people circled around us, and they're just laughing their balls off.
Saying, what the fuck are they doing?
And then there's a bunch of balls on the floor after it's done.
And then there's a bunch of testicles, and we have to clean them up.
Because that's part of the deal.
I take them home and put them in my bathtub.
Do you keep them?
Yeah.
Oh, do they float? I imagine they float.
Yeah, I take a bath in balls every evening.
Ball bath.
A ball bath.
Ball bath. It's like when you go to those kit things and you jump into the ball pit.
The ball pit. Yeah. But yours is literally like balls in the bathtub.
Real balls.
Real balls.
All the people that have laughed their balls off.
Uh-huh. Keep them on.
I had a follow-up question. But
here's something weird. I was counting the balls that we found on the ground the other day.
Uh-huh.
Odd number of balls.
You have that sometimes?
I guess so.
My brother-in-law only has one ball.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He cut out.
Oh, okay.
Because he got sick and had a cancer on it, so they had to.
Does somebody have 3?
Yeah.
Does somebody have 3?
That's, I guess so.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. More the merrier, really.
Holy crap, can you imagine? It's if like in The Simpsons. Porn?
The 3-ball porn?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Huh?
Well, that's what
The Simpsons, with the fish with 3 eyes, why can't there be 3 balls?
Because that's a question.
There can be.
Oh.
There's no fish with 3 eyes.
There, I always wondered if there was more production.
In Springfield, you can meet people with 3 balls.
What about in Japan? Because they had a nuclear plant that melted down.
Oh, maybe. What the fuzzuck?
What the
fuzzuck?
What the fuzzuck?
I'd be so pissed off if I finished a race and I was driving my race car and someone was like, you know,
put on this
spilling their stupid beer on my
car.
Yeah,
get your shit out of my car.
What are you? You're ruining the finish.
You're wasting the beer. Say,
it used to say sprint there. Now it doesn't. It's your fault. It's your beer.
You idiots.
You.
Sexy lady, get off my car with your bikini.
Hey, sexy lady.
Hey, does anyone have anything else? I'm going to actually go ahead and pull us off the air before
Wrap
we get worse.
Up.
Is that possible?
Wrap it up before you smack it up.
Wrap it up before you smack it up. And don't be stranded.
On the toilet. Can you spare a square?
I have no squares to spare.
I have no squares to spare. Just the tip. In your lips.
Yeah.
Up your downstairs?
Oh, have you seen the joke with the guy and the toilet paper and the Nutella on his finger?
No.
Oh my god, it's on Facebook. Or it's gotta be on YouTube too.
Let me fill in the blanks here. Someone with Nutella puts it on top of the toilet paper in a public restroom.
No, he's like, hey man, can I get some toilet paper over there? And he's like, oh yeah, sure. So
and then he rubs some Nutella.
He rubs some on the other person and the guy like comes out and like tries to break in the stall to like kick his ass.
Oh.
Well, if you touch Nutella, not knowing...
Yeah,
you would think it was
good. I would think it was.
Speaking of pranks that are on Facebook, have you seen that prank with the girl that has like the superpowers?
No.
Like they built like in this coffee house, they built this kind of like a fake wall, and they strapped this guy to it. You know?
Can you shut the fuck up?
Can you? Yeah, can you? Can you? So
you're not being very respectful right now, Zach.
So apparently this guy, like, in the you know, there's people that don't know, of course, what's going on. This guy tries to attack this girl, and she pushes him off, and he flies up against the wall, and then she, like, controls him, like, and sends him up to the air. And then she's, like, looking around, and people are freaking out because you don't expect that shit. And then she goes, ah, and she screams like that, and all the tables go,
And people are
running out of this coffee shop, like.
That's awesome.
Flipping out.
But it's fake.
But it's fake.
Yeah.
But that sucks.
I saw a prank like that on YouTube where it's... Sorry, Zach. Were you next? No, fuck you. I saw something like that on YouTube where... It was a guy in the grocery store, and at some point... So everyone in the grocery store is an actor except for this one guy. He's just checking out. And all of a sudden, everyone at the very same time stops and just freezes. They don't make a word. They breathe very shallowly. And this guy starts like looking around thinking like... Oh my god.
What just happened?
Did I just stop time? Yes, you in the back.
When you say they breathe shallowly, like, they only, like, breathe in good-looking air?
Yeah. They're really shallow about their air. The quality that they would allow into their bodies.